We're number one. Come on, sing along, sir.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the happy sound of Wonderful Radio London, bound to cheer you up if you stay tuned throughout the day. The time is 7 o'clock, let's weather check.
Here's the latest weather words on Wonderful Radio London.
And the weatherman says that the country is in for a cold spell. Oh my goodness, it's all down to the old winter willies out again, ladies, with snow forecast on high ground as far south as Dartmoor. Snow showers will fall on low ground in the north of England, and if you're in Scotland, then stand by your sporran, because it's going to be a bit chilly around there as well. Over the rest of England and Wales, there'll be sunny intervals and showers of rain or sleet. If you're just woken up, hello, good morning. 3.5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Here comes Jack Edward to sing the number 9 sound this week in our Fab 40.
If you want my loving, baby, I would give it to you now. If you want my kissing, girl, come on, let me give it to you now.
This week in another call, Come Back Girl. Yes, that's a very good one. Okay, Jackie, you've done your lot. Thank you very much. 6 minutes past seven o'clock, and welcome along, everyone, to Breakfast Call. And it's the first session, and the idea is that you all have breakfast at this time, and if you're not having breakfast, you are losers. You really are, because this is the official breakfast hour, and if you're not having breakfast between 7 and 7.30, it doesn't matter. I should give you permission to have it between 7.30 and 8. Alrighty? And we say hello to some of your friends on the Breakfast Call. And if you'd like a record played on the Breakfast Call, you can't request an actual record, but just put on a card who your friends are and who you'd like me to say hello to in your own name and address, and address it to Tony Blackburn, Breakfast Call, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1.
The Tony Blackburn Show. Number one.
Radio London Climber time now. This is the Lawn King Climber from Ghana. Good morning.
Good morning. The world is bright and new. Sit tight and you'll be right with Big L.
It's exactly 7:15 on Big L. Week. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Come on, it's time for you to get out of bed. You've got to get to work. It's getting a little bit late. Come on. Up you get. Out of bed.
Bedroom twisting time. Yes, indeed. Good morning, everyone. It's bedroom twisting time on this Monday, May the 1st, and the start of a new month and the start of a new bedroom twisting session. So come on, out of bed. That's it. Out of bed you get. And just quickly have a little test of your kneecaps. Just a short one. That's a salute. Your Big L T-shirt. Those knees could do with a little bit of oiling, I think, just around the joint there. And, come on. That's it. How dare you. And, that's it. Salute your Big L T-shirt. And, over you go to the window. There are still one or two people who are in bed. Now, how dare you? Come on, out of bed and twist to this one. God, I know it's Monday. It's a little bit difficult to get up, isn't it? Come on. Four tops. Granny Ducky, go on, up you get. Come on, Mum. Angela, Pamela, come on. Jackie. Twisting session there, the Four Tops, and I Can't Help Myself. I'd like to quickly say hello to Linda Dabick of 15 West Close, Edmonton, London, N9. No, sorry, there isn't an N19, is there? Got to say hello to all your friends in Enfield County School, Sheila Gray, Hilary White, Trissa Allen, Annette Martin, I think that is, and Glenette Brett. Good morning to you, girls. And come on, out of bed you get. 22 minutes past 7 o'clock on Big L.
Where the action is.
23 minutes.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
The dateline Monday, May the 1st, Downing Street. Although no... Although no statement has been issued after yesterday's cabinet meeting at Chequers, no one is doubting that Britain will apply for membership of the common market. A further meeting is expected tomorrow in the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street, where the official announcement will be made. Price war. After cigarettes and detergents, a new war might start in the prices of margarines and cooking fats. Vandenbergs have already announced an intended drop to the trade, starting in a week's time, but stores and supermarkets are likely to jump the gun today. London, following criticism of Britain's nuclear power policy by the Department of Economic Affairs, the Atomic Energy Authority has replied by saying that Britain is generating more electricity by the use of nuclear reactors than anybody else. The authority added that Britain also led Europe and the United States in the building of fast reactors. Athens, Mrs. Betty Ambetielos, whose husband was held a political prisoner for 17 years until 1964, has herself been arrested. It's not known where British-born Mrs. Ambetielos is being held, but an embassy official will be allowed to see her today. Steel and the National Steel Corporation intends giving employees within the industry a share in running the steel industry once it becomes nationalized in July. The corporations say they want to extend the role of the unions by asking the TUC to put forward names of members who will serve on the various boards. London, Mr. Stephen Brown, president of the Confederation of British Industries, has advised members to support the government's prices and incomes policy for the next 12 months. Mr. Brown emphasizes that employers must be firmer about making their own decisions and not look to the government to make them for them.
The train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind, and when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Now, but the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be. So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Listen to me, when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Baby, I miss you so. Ooh.
This week from old Jimmy Rathamer and a number called Gonna Give Her All the Love That I've Got. Thanks a lot, Sir Stewpot, for the news. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tony Blackburn thing. And lovely to have you listening. 24 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock, and now we're on the second sitting at the breakfast session. And I guess a lot of you are kind of having your old boiled eggs and eggs and bacon and whatever, what have you, at around about this time. And, of course, your Weetabix as well. Mustn't forget your Weetabix, because that is absolutely fantastic. And so I hope you're going to enjoy the next half hour, because I should be calling quite a few of you up here. And first of all, I'd say hello to Jane Markham of Three Cherry Gardens, Eastbourne in Sussex. Ah, it's lovely, Eastbourne. Love Eastbourne. You say, let me see. Please say hello to my pals, Jenny Brown and Wendy, between 7.30 and 8 o'clock. We are all Big L mad. Please give my love to Myrtle and the bird brain, because he's lovely, says here. And it says, don't get your kneecaps cold. I wouldn't dream of it, Jane. And you see, I have printed this card because my writing is so terrible that that's what everybody says. Well, Jane, thank you very much, and hello, and very good morning to you and all your friends.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to handle a racing car at high speed?
Never.
Of course you have. And Radio London is able to offer you the chance to fulfill this ambition. For an inexpensive novice course under expert tuition, write to Racing Driver, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1, now. Enclosing a self-addressed envelope for full details. Get the thrill of driving a racing car yourself and be one of the many satisfied enthusiasts that Radio London has sent to Britain's best racing circuits for instruction. Send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Racing Driver, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Now! Just a thought for the day. I wonder if electricians eat currant buns.
TGIF! Thank goodness it's fun with Big L!
At 8 o'clock, another Radio London news service. News in brief. At this time, as a navigational aid to aircraft and shipping, we give Radio London's exact position.
Radio London's exact position is 51 degrees, 47.9 minutes north, 01 degree, 20.55 minutes east.
Now, up to this minute, Radio London news in brief.
The official statement regarding Britain's possible entry to the common market is likely to be made tomorrow. Mr. Wilson is almost certain to announce that the country will try and join the market. Mrs. Betty Ambetielos, a British-born wife of the Greek politician released 3 years ago after 17 years in prison, has herself been arrested in Athens. No further news to hand at the moment. The National Steel Corporation announces that union members will serve on the various steel boards when steel becomes nationalised in July. The Confederation of British Industries has been advised to support the government's prices and incomes policy. The country's in for a cold spell, with snow forecast on high ground as far south as Dartmoor. Snow showers will fall on low ground in the north of England and Scotland. Over the rest of England and Wales, there'll be sunny intervals and showers of rain or sleet. That's the news in brief and the weather. The next newscast on Radio London at 8:30. Ed Stewart reporting.
Don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. Tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm the. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know. The boat that I row won't get me.
lovely record to have at number one on an offshore commercial radio station. It's the number wonderful sound there from Lulu, and it's called The Boat That I Row. Thanks a lot, Stew Pot, for the news and briefs. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tony Blackburn Show. 4.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Time once again for Lucky Dip. Your chance to win a Radio London Club disc of the week, which this week is the one by the Kinks called Waterloo Sunset. Welcome along on this grotty Monday. Oh, dear. But it's the start of a new month, and I hope it's going to be a kind of nice one for you. Much more, though, I hope it's going to be a nice one for me. Let's be honest about it. But at any rate, it's out here on Big L. It's not quite such a nice day today. I think we've had the best weather over the weekend, which is the best thing, because you've got to go back to work today and you're going to be stuck in an office. So it's rather nice that we have the nice weather over the weekend. It's not bad out here. The sea's nice and calm. But there's no sun, and the sky's a little bit cloudy. That just about sums up the weather, I think. Right, let's get on with the jokes. First of all here, from C. Buckingham of 44 Brickcrest Crescent, Ruislip Manor in Middlesex. Good morning to you, C. Buckingham. Doesn't say any Christian name here, I'm afraid. It says, dear Tony, here's the joke. If a gardener has green fingers, would a fishmonger have fish fingers? Goodness gracious me, how dare you. Right then, thank you very much, C. Buckingham. And let me see, you're up against Shirley Kennedy of 38 Alfred's Garden, Barking in Essex, who says, here's my entry for your lucky dip. Woman to a greengrocer, could I have 6 pounds of potatoes, please? Greengrocer, yes, madam, will you take King Edward's? No, let him take his own. Oh, my goodness, something was meant to happen there. Well, there you are, Shirley. I think, let me see, it's very difficult to judge that one this morning, isn't it? I think I will give it to Shirley Kennedy of 38 Alfred's Gardens, Barking in Essex. Shirley, thank you very much for sending the joke in, and many congratulations on winning. We'll be forwarding to you the Radio London Club Disc of the Week.
The Tony Blackburn Show, it's number one.
6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and at number 26 this week in our Fabulous 40, you're the Electric Prunes, Get Me to the World on Time. That one, 26 this week in our charts, comes from, of course, the Electric Prunes, and a number called Get Me to the World on Time. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on Big L. Take a tip for Big L. Get out and visit the 1967 Biggin Hill International Air Display. This is a really good outing for the family, and this year the show promises to be greater than ever. Official opening is on Thursday, the 11th of May, by His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. All 4 days open to the public, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This gigantic air display features hundreds of aircraft, both civil and military, including the fantastic aerobatic displays of the Red Arrows and
and Rev Pelican Jet Provis, and the incredible aerobatic Red Devils and Falcons of the Royal Air Force parachute team will jump daily. Many, many other spectacular aircrafts and exciting events to be seen. From time to time, we'll give you further information about the great air display. Don't forget now, Biggin Hill Air Display, 11th to the 14th of May. We'll see you there. Good morning.
Good morning. The world is bright and new. It's time and you'll be right with Big L.
10 minutes now past 8 o'clock. Silence is Golden there from the Tremolos, 3 this week in our charts. And thanks a lot, Stu Pod, for the news. Welcome back, everyone, to the Amico Top Spot Show, 24 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. That record, of course, was especially for you, Mrs. E.L. Stratton of 21 Mildmay Street, Islington, London, N1. Good morning to you. And there's a message from your daughter, Mrs. J. Rowe, and the message is, to my mother on her birthday, love, Jean. And Mrs. E.L. Stratton, from all of us here on Big L, very, very happy birthday to you. Have a lovely day, won't you? And the card came from the Riverhead Service Station, London Road, Riverhead, Seven Oaks in Kent. And you know something, it's well worth your while to drive into an Amico service station today, because at Amico you get super quality petrol.
Amico! Amico!
Become an
Amico
hunter.
Amico!
Hunters search for
Amico
service stations, because
Amico
hunters expect more from
Amico
and get it. You'll bag world-famous products and service every time you drive into a service station with the sign
Amico!
Belito crepe mist stockings. Free knees from wrinkles for
Big L, the Tony Blackman Show.
Go, go!
We interrupt these commercials to bring you a record now. 23 minutes to 9 on Wonderful Radio London. 15 this week in our charts comes from the Peddlers.
What'll I do? When I am far, so
troubles too.
What'll I do there from the Peddlers? 15 this week in our charts, 20 and three quarter minutes now towards the hour of 9 o'clock. And at 9, of course, it's the Bird Brain, Tony Brandon. I'd like to be the first disc jockey in the country to wish you a very happy Christmas.
Now, a tip for any man who suffers from untidy hair. Chances are you are not using a hairdressing because you or your girl object to greasy hair. And quite right, too. Greasy hair feels smarmy and looks square. But there is a hairdressing, Vitalis, which is absolutely greaseless. Vitalis gives your hair the neat and natural look right through the day.
Vitalis controls hair all the day long.
Without grease.
Yeah.
Without grease. Vitalis.
And you're listening to the happy-go-lucky sound of wonderful Radio London. 20 minutes now to 9 o'clock on the Tea Cozy Show. I shall be covering your teapot for another 20 minutes. And if you've just woken up, how dare you miss the show. Monday, and it's May the 1st, the start of a new month. Where to go in London? Well, now it's easy. All the in-places are laid out on the line for you in Where to Go in London, a new weekly on sale now, price one shilling. 84 packed pages with all you need to know, so don't go to your greengrocer, otherwise it'll confuse them. So go to a newsagent today and ask for it by name, Where to Go in London.
What is the most valuable key in the entire world? Why, the key to your home, of course. But who gets the key if you're not here to use it? The answer to that question can be quite a sad one if you are not insured. You see, a building society holds the mortgage to your home, and the law protects their interests. Your home is pledged as security for your debts, and if your widow cannot meet the payments, the building society would be forced to evict your family. They would take the most valuable key in the world from its rightful owners. But if you go with GIFCO, the question can be asked again, and you can answer with confidence. Who gets the key if you're not here to use it? Your wife and family. Because if you go with GIFCO, your wife and family hold a mortgage cancellation policy that protects their interests. The policy wipes out their mortgage debt and keeps intact the home you built together. No one can take it from them. The key is theirs to keep. Get in touch with me, the man from GIFCO. I can help you.
The Superb Climber from Chris Farlow. 18 minutes to 9.
Everybody said I didn't need paper.
Saturday's papers there from Chris Farley, the Stewpot climber this week. Big old time. Went right through my ears, I did. 60 minutes to 9 o'clock. I'd like to say hello to all those people who are doing kind of their service at the moment, if they're in the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force. I failed my medical for the National Service, actually. Took me 3 days to pluck up enough courage to drop a brick on me for... Well, it was worth it. Here comes a Revive 45 from the Searchers.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than...
They're from, of course, the Searchers. Good old Revive 45, like an old moldy oldie around about this time of the morning, don't you? 13 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. And talking about close shaves...
Gillette Super Silver Blade is Britain's best. It gives you that perfect clean shave that you've always dreamed of, plus maximum comfort. Gillette Super Silver Blade. When you get up in the morning, make sure you're getting the best shave by using the Gillette Super Silver, the blade that is untouched by hand until it reaches you. So today, go out and get that extra special blade, the blade that never rusts, Gillette Super Silver. As soon as you wake up in the morning, listen to the sound of music on the Tony Blackburn Show from Radio London. Play the records you want to hear and give you continual time checks so that you're not late for work. Music makes you feel happy, so tune in every morning from 5:30 till 9 to the Tony Blackburn Show. 12 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock, and don't forget that at 9 it's Tony Brandon.
Oh, I wish I'd done a bit more homework last night. Bet Miss Baker will want to see our books. And second lesson's maths. I hate Mondays.
A busy morning? Start her off with a good breakfast. Weetabix and milk. Whole wheat protein and energy. Wonderful value, too. The Weetabix pack couldn't be fuller. All nourishment. Square meal nourishment.
Start the day with Weetabix.
Weetabix.
Let us say hello to Fred, who's our local greengrocer down there in Bournemouth. He always talks with a plum in his mouth. Oh, dear, they get worse and worse, don't they? 12 minutes now to 9 o'clock. This is number 6 this week in our charts from P.P. Arnold.
I have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again,
gorgeous, isn't it? P.P. Arnold there, Pat Arnold, and a number called The First Cat is the Deepest. Number six this week in our charts. 8 minutes now to 9 o'clock. No, I lie, it isn't. It's 9 minutes to nine, and Tony Brandon, of course, at 9 o'clock. I'd like to say hello to Susan Pritchard. No address here, except she lives in Bromley, and she says she thinks this show is the end. Unfortunately, she doesn't say which end she thinks it is, but...
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
8 3/4 minutes now to 9 o'clock, and I've just had a look at Susan's red letter, and she does say which end she thinks it is. Susan, how dare you? Oh, really? Rough translation.
Wonderful Radio London. Olé!
More people choose Nescafe than any other instant coffee. Know why? Simple enough, really. Because people like Nescafe more. Because only pure coffee goes into Nescafe, and pure coffee enjoyment comes up. Yes, Nescafe makes the most of life any time of the day. Try it. Breakfast time, Nescafe wakes you up with a warm, nice feeling. Nescafe makes the most of life.
It is delicious, boo-boo. 7 1/4 minutes to 9 o'clock on Big Al. 9 o'clock, it's the Bird Brain Show, Tony Brandon. This is one of my all-time favorites, the artistic 16 in our charts, and Girl, I Need You.
And now over to the Beat Room.
Without a warning, he broke my heart. Sweet darling, tore it apart. Left me in the dark, left me crying. Didn't know your love, he was dying. Begging you, baby, baby, please, come on. I get a little lonely, middle of the night. I need you, darling, things all right. Come on, baby, come on, please. Come on, honey, I'm on my knees. So turn on your light, shine on me. Turn on your love light, shine on me.